listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
Happy New Year, Ben. There's something so hopeful about watching fireworks on New Year's Eve, isn't there? Each explosion feels like a promise of a fresh start, a new beginning.
It's the ultimate night for optimism. It makes you think about resolutions, reinventing yourself, and chasing a brighter future. And when you think of literary characters who embody that idea, one name always comes to mind, Jay Gatsby.
Absolutely. F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby is practically the official novel of the American dream. For anyone unfamiliar, it tells the story of the mysterious, fabulously wealthy Jay Gatsby, who throws the most extravagant parties of the roaring 20s. His sole motivation is to win back his old love, Daisy Buchanan, who is now married to an old money aristocrat. Gatsby believes he can use his immense wealth to build a perfect future.
He's the ultimate symbol of American hope, staring at that green light across the water, believing in the orgastic future. But with New Year's being all about moving forward, it raises a fascinating question about the book, which is our central question tonight. Is The Great Gatsby a book about the future?
On the surface, it seems like the answer has to be yes. He's all about creating a new life for himself and a future with Daisy.
That's the illusion he projects. But if you look closer, you realize the first and most tragic point. Gatsby's entire colossal ambition isn't to create a new future, it's to erase the last 5 years and repeat the past.
What do you mean? He wants to go backward?
Precisely. His dream is not to build a new life with Daisy as she is now. It's to rewind the clock to their perfect romance 5 years earlier, before he went to war and she married Tom. The key to his entire character is that famous, desperate line he says to the narrator, Nick Carraway. "Can't repeat the past?" he cried incredulously. "Why, of course you can." He's not a visionary looking forward. He's a man desperately and tragically trying to edit his own history.
So his New Year's resolution, so to speak, is to make it 1917 again. That's a doomed project from the start. It also speaks to the idea of the fresh start. Gatsby tries to give himself one, doesn't he?
He does, and that's the second key point. The novel is a brutal critique of the idea that you can truly reinvent yourself. Gatsby, born the poor farm boy James Gatz, transforms himself into the wealthy, sophisticated Jay Gatsby. He gets the new name, the new persona, the new money. It's the American dream of the self-made man, but does it work?
Not with the old money crowd.
Never. To Tom and Daisy Buchanan, his new money is vulgar and suspicious. They look down on him, and in the end, they retreat back into their vast carelessness and their inherited social status, leaving him to take the fall. The novel argues that the American class structure is far more rigid than we want to believe. You can't just make a New Year's resolution to be a new person. The past and your origins will always cling to you.
So if his dream is about the past and his reinvention is a failure, what is the book's final message about our attempts to move forward into a new year?
And this is the final heartbreaking point delivered in one of the most famous final lines in all of literature. The book is a profound warning about the seductive power of nostalgia. After Gatsby's death, Nick reflects on our universal struggle to achieve our dreams, and he concludes, "So we beat on, boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past."
That's such a beautiful and devastating line.
It is, and it's the novel's ultimate thesis. It suggests that all our forward momentum, all our New Year's resolutions, all our plans for a better future, is a constant losing battle against the powerful current of our own history and memory. We think we are racing toward the future, but the past is always pulling us back. It's a deeply poignant and pessimistic message, and a powerful reality check for a night that's all about the promise of a fresh start.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.